That's a context. Finally, Krishna Arjuna says, no, no, stop it. Let me just see you back again normally. I can't stand it. It's too much to see. You and I are living in a context other than the one we think we are living in. If we don't know that context, what we can do is desire to know it. We can desire the truth. When we desire the truth enough, we make everything in our lives an exercise in order to know that truth. So you don't just meditate and then get up and live life. You live life as an act of meditation. You honor your own timing. What happens is, for me, I went back into meditation, come out into the world, the toxins build up till I'm caught, I pull back, meditate for a few months, come back into the world, the toxins build up a little more slowly, there's a bit more awareness, then I go back in, meditate some more, then come back out, and then you keep working until the whole process is more and more continuous and the distances are shorter and shorter till you're meditating in the morning and then living life, then detoxifying in your meditation at night and then opening in the morning, then doing the dance of life, then meditating in the evening. And then you've still got further to go until each act is a meditative act. And there's no more coming and going because it's all simultaneous. It's no longer sequential. I'm just sharing with you the fascinating path of karma yoga. Taking your life just as it is, with all of your beauty and sorrows and all of it, and seeing it all as an exercise for becoming free. The way you're reacting to the war, your family situations, your health, your economics, your future, the situation in Central America, in our inner cities, on and on and on. It's all an exercise for you to become conscious, because it is your consciousness and openness of heart. When you are healed, then you are an instrument of healing the universe. And if you aren't, you aren't. You're just perpetuating the game. When you see that, you see that you can't afford not to work on yourself full-time as an offering to everybody else. And you begin to understand how you feed and serve people through your own inner work. You feel the whole rhythm of the circle. Gandhi went to a village and helped them with a strike and a legal strike. And when they said, thank you, he said, I didn't do it for you, I did it for myself. I'm going to end with one story. While in Madras, in South India, I was asked by one of my guru's devotees to join him and his family in celebrating his birthday. We were to meet outside my hotel entrance the next morning at 7:30 a.m. It seemed a strange time to celebrate a birthday. At 7:30, he arrived in his car, which already contained his wife, son, and daughter-in-law, and daughter and son-in-law. As is always the case in Indian transportation, there's always room for one more. We drove through the city in the early morning towards the birthday celebration. I was mystified as to what kind it would be. On the far side of Madras, we entered the gates of what appeared to be a very poor ashram. In fact, it turned out to be the poorest ashram in the city. It was a home for the destitute, aged, and mentally disturbed. My host drove the car into the middle of the ashram courtyard. There were several hundred inmates standing, each holding a tin plate. When the trunk of the car was opened, huge pots of well-covered steaming rice and vegetables and a box of wonderful Indian sweets were shown. And there were pails and ladles. Each member of the family, as well as me, was given a pail and a ladle. We filled the pail again and again from the steaming pots, ladling the contents out to the ashram inmates who sat on the ground cross-legged in rows. When everyone had their fill, the sweets were distributed and the ashram served tea. The pots empty, the pails and ladles back in the trunk, we drove out of the ashram gates. In the car, we were all silent, each alone with his own reflections and images gathered from such an intense experience. There were tears in all of our eyes. My host broke the silence with the words, "Now that was a birthday." Thank you.
This concludes this presentation. For a new medicine catalog of over 150 transformational tapes, please call 1-800-647-1110. Thank you for listening.